Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Saying that nobody's perfect. Hello, officer. Save up to 25% with discounts at Direct Auto. Stop by a Direct Auto location, call 1-877-GO-DIRECT or visit directgeneral.com today. Direct General Group, Nashville. Rates vary. Discounts subject to limitations, terms, and conditions. How you buy impacts cost.
Down home, a full meal deserves full flavor. Right now, feast on Church's spicy tenders with fries, biscuit, jalapeno pepper, and an apple pie. That's full belly bliss for just $5.
Church's, bringing that down home flavor.
Offer valid at participating locations.
Data message rates apply. National contest.
It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. And right now.
All right, you got a chance to win $1,000 right now. We had a winner this week in this time slot win a grand, so I want you to be the next $1,000 winner by texting the word button, B-U-T-T-O-N. Text button to the number 72881 now for your chance to win $1,000. Again, your 11 o'clock keyword is button. Text button, B-U-T-T-O-N, to 72881 for your chance to win a grand. Got another chance coming up in the noon hour and at the top of every hour today, but right now, text button, B-U-T-T-O-N, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 with 92.9. Good luck.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're up.
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Man, this what you've been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, because now I'm getting hot enough to we want to stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrate it, finger folk, whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated. That mean my table. Live life, might as well, only way to learn is try and fail, clientele, the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that, I got that flame. Who that, I got that flame. Who that, I got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
Who that? All right. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome to the first day of the rest of your life, Memphis basketball fans, because it is here. It is March 17th. It is Friday. And right here at the top of the show, we have breaking news. I'm going to defer to the guy on the other side of this table because he has been all over it. John Martin, what is happening?
Breaking news on 92.9, powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class. Bennett, I hope you got the drops ready.
Do it to me, John.
Because Precious Achiuwa just became the second lottery pick to commit to the University of Memphis in the 2019 class. It is done.
The script is complete.
It is finished. Precious Achiuwa, done deal to the University of Memphis. And I'm trying to send out a tweet.
Man, get the tweet out. Let me take it over. My gosh, you guys. You're driving around your cars. I hope you're driving safely and you got your seatbelts on. Hoop City. Forget it. It's just not Tigers. Grizzlies got the number two pick. This city, and as my partner said a couple of days ago, is seeing the greatest spring in Memphis sports history. Oh, I even like Justin Timberlake today, baby. John, I'm not going to lie to you. I literally have goosebumps. Were you able to get that tweet out?
I got it out.
All right.
I got it out. It wasn't like a poignant tweet. It was
It's important.
Memphis adds its second lottery pick in the class of 2019. The Tigers now have the number one recruiting class in the country, ladies and gentlemen. Mm. It is a done deal. For the first time ever, Memphis is going to have two one-and-done players on their roster. For the first time ever, Memphis is going to have a chance to finish with the number one recruiting class. For the first time ever, Memphis is going to have two lottery picks in the same class. Ladies and gentlemen, this is history. It is being made as the show begins. It is complete.
I mean, I'm flabbergasted. Even thinking, even knowing it was coming, I'm down to the point we're here right now, John. I'm flabbergasted. What a performance by this staff.
Like, we're like rendered speechless by this. But here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Even knowing it was coming.
There were some people out there who wavered. There were people out there who were a little skittish about all of this.
Well, it was quite a journey for us, John, and some did fall by the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody could stay. Not everybody had faith. Not everybody, when they read that script, John, believed when you first wrote it. And why would you? You know? Because as you said, John, even as those words of that first script came out, the writer himself, John Martin, could not believe the words he was typing. And yet, here we are on this special day, May 17th. May it go down, John.
Yeah.
As a day we never forget.
It will go down.
Became complete.
The script.
Enjoy your food.
The script is finished.
Enjoy your food, college basketball.
The script is complete. Precious Achiuwa is a Memphis Tiger.
This is unbelievable.
I don't.
Hold on, man.
I fell down I fell down a flight of stairs last night at Barbecue Fest, and my butt hurts bad. Like, it really does. And
Did you do that to get us to bring us this? Then thank you.
I also am, you know, I got cobwebs, right? So I'm battling through a number of adversities here.
Should we be playing music? Go ahead.
I think we should be playing some kind of music, Bennett. Just pick some music, dude. You can't go wrong with this, right? I mean,
it's appropriate.
It's timeless. It's classic.
Tell us more about your story, John. We are all listening.
But we told you that Memphis was going to get Lester Quinones. We told you that Memphis was going to get Rajon Tucker.
My phone is malfunctioning. This is so crazy.
We told you that after Boogie Ellis decommitted from Duke, that Memphis was going to get involved and that he would end up at Memphis.
You did it within 2 seconds of the release, John.
And then we finally told you that Precious Achiuwa was going to end up at Memphis. And it has all come to pass. It has all come to pass. I don't want to hear another hollow word about Drake or Justin Timberlake because I laid out for you, all of you, the blueprint. I told you exactly what was going to happen, and it all happened. So let there not be another shot on this station. Let there not be another ill word spoken, because we laid out the Tigers recruiting class, and it has all happened. Number one in the country, two lottery picks, Precious Achiuwa, done deal. How you doing? How you feeling? Amazing day. History being made.
The possibilities right now. The possibilities right now. Guys, start putting together your starting fives and your reserves. This thing has the possibility to perhaps be the greatest season of Tigers basketball we've ever seen. And again, yes, it's hard to win a national championship. And Memphis has finished runner-up twice. You realize that, John? I mean, so just getting there itself is tough. But with all of these weapons, the last of which coming today, we feel like in Precious Achiuwa.
Yep.
You have as good a shot at a national championship, if not better, than anyone else in the country.
No question.
We did not expect that in year two with under Penny Hardaway. I am extremely happy that the script you wrote has come to pass and is now complete. You, sir, are a star for this. There is no question about it. There is no question about it. You are shining today. You are absolutely shining. You're beaming over there, and you deserve it.
Well, I appreciate that.
I want to make sure that we recognize that the true stars here today, because you have been a star in reporting this.
Exactly.
I said it with Jeff.
Yes.
Is that staff.
No
that
question.
Memphis staff, give Penny Hardaway, give Mike Miller, give Tony Madlock all the credit in the world, because that's what this is about today. Look what they've done for you, yeah. Memphis basketball fans. My goodness. Penny said he wanted to be number one in everything. That's how the man operates. It's a one. He operates, and that's what they've got right now, the number one recruiting class in the country. Memphis has never been here in the 24/7 sports recruiting ranking era. It's amazing. And, yeah, where I started, all the possibilities. My goodness, this is exciting.
Yeah. I got to set the lineup today.
Please, let's stay keeping in the rails, because we got to do a three-hour show.
Yeah, we do.
Do it well.
Paul Biancardi is going to join us at 11:25.
All right.
We will talk to Paul Biancardi about this, what it means for the University of Memphis, and more at 11:25. I mean, Evan Daniels just tweeted that the Tigers have the number two recruiting class. I mean, what the hell we got to do here? What do we have to do? I'm getting a little emotional. What do we have to do, Evan?
They always going to try to keep you
Evan,
to Memphis.
On the day that James Wiseman committed to Memphis, you dropped him to number two. You compared him to John Henson. And now you're not even going to give us number one. What is it, man?
They're always trying to keep the thumb on you, John.
They really are. They really are.
That scoundrel.
This is the number one recruiting class in America, people. I don't give a damn what the numbers say.
I know
two,
that's right.
Two lottery picks. I mean, and then you got, you know, the number 25 player in the country and DJ Jeffries on ESPN. He's coming in. You're adding Rajon Tucker, who is, you know, the top graduate transfer out there. I mean, this is the number one recruiting class.
Boogie Ellis, who Jonathan Givony just said could be a one and done? Are you kidding me?
I mean, come on. You know, this it's like not my ranking system. This is the number one. This is the number one recruiting class, damn it, no matter what anybody else says. All right. Anyway, Paul Biancardi is going to join us at 11:25. Gary Parrish is going to join us at 12:25. We'll break it down with him at 12:25. And then in studio, it's going to be a newsy day on this show, folks. Just want to get you ready for it. You know, we said start the week. And I think we were even oblivious to some things when we said it, but we did say the winds of change are blowing. And the winds of change are very much blowing, and our roof's coming off in some ways. But we're gonna get people out here to fix it. But we have a... You know, we're missing a roof. We're missing a roof. We'll talk to Norton Hurd at 1:15. He'll be in studio, and we'll talk about a lot of things with him. So a lot to get to today, but the news of the day, it broke literally as this show began. Precious Achiuwa, who is a five-star prospect, a consensus five-star prospect, McDonald's All-American, led the entire game, led all scorers in the McDonald's All-American game. We had Jonathan Givony on the show yesterday. I believe he is a projected top 10 pick in the 2020 mock draft right now. Your modern-day forward, 6'9", can handle the ball. You know, you feel comfortable with the ball in his hands, can score it, can defend, can rebound. In many ways, with the injury of Malcolm Dandridge, it was absolutely imperative that you sign a guy like him. And they did. And it is unbelievable what this staff has done. To put themselves in position is one thing, right? To put themselves in position to get all of these guys,
right,
to have a shot, to get into the living room, that's one thing.
Right.
But to be looking up on May 17th.
Doesn't have the audacity to try to put something like that together and think you can get it done.
And all these dudes came. All these dudes are coming, have committed. Now, Boogie has not signed a letter of intent because he can't. That's why you haven't, if you've noticed, they haven't announced him.
Mm-hmm.
Signed scholarship papers, financial aid papers, but the signing period ended. Same thing with Precious here. He will not sign a letter of intent. He will sign financial aid papers because the period is over. It is exactly what you said. It is audacious.
Yeah.
It is audacious for Penny Hardaway, for Mike Miller, for Tony Mallock, for this staff to even attempt, to even think, given where Memphis basketball was last year, 2 years ago, 4 years ago, no tournament appearances, no national momentum, no buzz whatsoever. Really, the only headlines that Memphis basketball generated were transfers and coaching fires and buyouts and what coaches are owed to go away. To come in and actually think and believe that you could do it and then execute it.
That's what I'm saying.
And then do it. You have probably never seen anything like this. I'm willing to say you've never seen anything like this for a coach in his second year on the job ever. Like wasn't an assistant anywhere, didn't learn the ropes on the second year of the job period. Has this recruiting class It has never happened, and it probably will never happen again.
I'd like to remind Memphians and fans of that basketball program that what Penny and that staff are doing is outside the top power. It's outside the Power Five. When will we ever see again a school outside the Power Five, right, that doesn't have all the advantages that those with the big media rights deals in the SEC and elsewhere do? When will we ever see this again where this school with all this basketball tradition that everybody likes to heap on, you know, everybody outside of Memphis likes to heap stuff. Oh, we know how y'all do it, right? That school now is the talk of college basketball. And, John, this is what we said when Penny got the gig. All those blue bloods that are used to getting these guys, the blue bloods that typically get these players, the Kentuckys, the Dukes, the Kansases that typically are the ones getting these and don't have to worry about a little old Memphis, right now they're hating you.
No doubt.
Right now you are, forget a rank. You are the most feared thing on the recruiting trail. You're messing up college basketball for the boys that have been doing it the longest. The blue blood, the tradition folks, right? Well, it's a new tradition. It's a new tradition. Penny Hardaway's trying to start a new tradition, and it feels like the rest of college basketball better get used to it. Because that man aims high.
Yes, he does. And listen, I mean, dude, you've recruited a starting lineup. Like, you've recruited an entire starting lineup.
That man aims high.
Like, I mean, let's just take this class. He's recruited. I'm just doing it in this class. But you could have a starting lineup just with Boogie, Lester, DJ, Precious, James, in this class.
Why is that not a Fab Five?
I'm just saying,
we love what's coming back. I'm just saying, like John said, you could put a Fab Five, you could pull it out of this thing. It's unbelievable. And you're at that point, forget that. We were talking about this, and so, you know, John, you've had us lined up now about 8-9 weeks and maybe even further back. They're starting to run together. But we've been talking about that if this happened, if this went down, you wouldn't just be one of the good stories. Hey, Penny Hardaway's loaded in Memphis. It's a great story. Might even make the front page of ESPN in our basketball preview. You're the story. You are the story in college basketball. And imagine that, going into a season where all eyes on you. Now, we know what comes with it. Great expectations. Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. They will turn them up on you guys. I mean, you guys know how the national guys are going to spin it. Well, Willie got all of his talent. Now let's go see what he's going to do with it. You know they're still doubtful. And all Penny has done at every step is proven them wrong.
No doubt.
All he's done.
I think we have a video. Precious Achiuwa sent a video into Paul Biancardi, who's going to join us in the next segment.
All right.
I believe this is his commitment video. I have not heard it. I literally just saw it on Twitter, I'm assuming, because I see him talking in it. So this is the video that was posted by SportsCenter on Precious Achiuwa's commitment.
I want to thank all the schools that recruited me so far. It's been a great experience. With that being said, I would like to take my talent to the University of Memphis.
There you go. I don't think he's going to say anything else, but that's the...
That was enough.
That's Precious for you. He's understated, but his game is not. His game is not understated. He is a very important piece to this team, to this program, for a variety of reasons. One, you needed a four. You just did. You needed somebody to step in and be a force for you on the front court with James Wiseman.
Right.
Address that. Secondly, this is a lottery pick. And I hope that people understand the significance of this, because there is a very distinct and obvious story that Penny Hardaway, Mike Miller, that staff have been telling. And that is that we are an NBA regime in many ways in college.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, there are places who have gotten guys to the NBA, but we're not just going to get you to the NBA. Anybody can get you to the NBA. We're going to show you how to be a pro. Your nutrition. Your schedule management, what it requires emotionally. We're going to show you how to do it because we did it for so many years. And I think, listen, Penny Hardaway gets a lot of credit. Mike Miller deserves credit too.
Absolutely.
Because Mike Miller was the point man on Lester, on Boogie, and on Precious Achiuwa.
Mm-hmm.
And all those guys are coming. Now, of course, Penny Hardaway closes the deal. He's the head coach. But, again, you have to give credit to Mike Miller, who has done a fantastic job. And listen, you know, we've gone back and forth on it. All of his guys waited late, so, you know, it was worth the wait.
Oh, it absolutely was.
Better late than never. Never late is better.
but it's happening. Memphis, effectively, in our minds, on the Jason and John Show, on 92.9 FM ESPN, we declared this the number one recruiting class in America.
There ain't a doubt about it.
And I don't even think
it's cemented today.
I don't even think it's close. Again.
Anything you hear otherwise is disrespect, and that is all.
When I sat down to write that piece.
Like an objective person to sit down there and look at it, and it doesn't compare.
It's like you said. I felt ridiculous in a way. Like, I felt like, really?
Yeah, it's like you're selling a dream to the people that might not, you know, that maybe you may be wasting their time or wasting your own time and making yourself look silly.
Yeah, like, I felt like, man, this is just, like, they're going to get Lester, and then they're going to get Precious, and then they're going to get Rajon, and then they're going to, you know, Boogie's going to get out his letter of intent, and then they're going to get him. Like that just feels like a pipe dream. But it happened.
Who's going to be a better odds-on favorite to win the national championship next year? I'm trying to think on the top of my head.
I mean,
the betting favorite. Are they just going to do to give to the Blue Bloods and Kentuckys and the
Yeah,
Dukes?
I mean,
because that's who you always put there. And look, they're bringing in strong recruiting classes. But why would Memphis not be right there at the top of that list? I saw somebody tweeting about that earlier this week. I'm not Rasmussen, somebody I'm not familiar with, but was tweeting. You know, my Vegas sources think, hey, when they land Precious, there'll be a betting. I imagine, I don't know if you'll be the betting favorite as he was tweeting about, but I imagine you got to be right up there at the top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I think you're going to be in the top three, top four.
And I'm telling you right now, the Coach K's, the Bill Self's, the John Calipari's are looking at you right now. And when they're doing their who I'm going to have to beat this year, who I'm going to have to compete with this year for a national title, I bet you they tell you Memphis.
Yeah.
In those small circles, if you're getting the truth, if you got the truth serum in them, you know Dan Dockage don't want to say nothing today. Talking about IUBB gonna be fine.
Great.
It is
that man circumventing everybody. Penny is.
It is a special.
I got it. You're right too. What Mike Miller's done's been really impressive. I was scared, John. You know that.
I understand.
The man was a candidate clearly for jobs. He's an attractive doesn't even begin to describe what he is in terms of as a candidate, because look at the ties he's got. And we realize it's not just 19 either. He's tied to guys in 20, big time guys, right? And so he was attractive. And if I was UNLV, I'd have been looking hard. Now that didn't happen, but I was scared, John, because he's so damn attractive. I was scared Mike's gonna get up out of here and we don't get these players.
But man,
did he deliver, brother.
We need to thank Precious for doing it to start our show. We very much appreciate him doing that at 11. That was very nice of him to do that. I had nothing to do with that, by the way. That's just pure coincidence. Just want to say that. Like, I had nothing at all to do with him announcing at 11. Like, it wasn't like a plan to do
it
before.
You are just flexing now.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Yes,
no,
you are.
No, listen.
Yes, you are.
We need to appreciate what is happening, because
you deserve to flex, John. Today is your day to flex. We're all going to let you flex, and we are going to look at that man. Today, you ain't going to hear nothing.
Well, look.
Not a hollow word did you say. Is that what you
That's
said?
That's what I said.
Not a hollow word from a hater, John. Not today.
I ain't going to lie to you. I was walking into Barbecue Fest last night, and I think the guy was being good-natured about it, but he walked up to me. I just posted the article from yesterday about what I was hearing about Precious that you were right on the Athletic,
mm-hmm.
And he walked up to me and he goes, "Hey, John, that Precious article ain't gonna be Drake, is it?"
Ooh, a low blow.
And I actually stopped walking.
Did you stop? Did you give him like a rock look?
I did. I said, "Just bring it. I need you to bring your ass right here, jabroni."
Ooh-wee.
And I said, "Let me ask you a few questions. Let me answer your question with a few questions."
What did
you
ask that jabroni?
I said, "Did I say that Lester Quinones was coming to Memphis?" I did. I said, "Did I say that Rajon Tucker was coming to Memphis?" I did. I said, "Did I say that after Boogie Ellis got out of his letter of intent with Duke that Memphis would be heavily involved and that he would end up in Memphis?" I did. So did I say that Precious Achiuwa was going to commit to Memphis on Friday?
What did that jabroni say?
Yeah. I said, "Have a great night."
Did you walk off from him?
I walked off from him.
Woo!
I walked off from him.
Brother, I wish I could have seen it.
I was like, that guy probably thinks I'm an a-hole, but
yeah.
I thought he was a little bit of an a-hole for coming at me like that.
You know what? You know how I work. You try to stay humble. You don't do too much, you know, ringing of your own bell. But you deserve this today.
I call absolutely. Them. I mean,
you this doesn't happen where somebody lays it out like so. You absolutely deserve it. And as we said,
yeah,
the and you give even more credit to that staff that's
absolutely.
Done this because
I mean they're the ones doing the work.
I can't tell you guys enough how to even believe that this was possible, to even try to execute this. Right, you got to have some nerve. You got to really think you somebody try to pull this off.
No doubt.
What they've done up against the Blue Bloods that again. Are used to getting these guys. You're screwing it up for them. You got to have some kind of nerve to do that. Then you're putting together the plan. You got to have some kind of skill to execute it.
Yep.
And it all gets done.
Yep.
My goodness, Memphis. Congratulations to the city, to the fans of that program. Hey, Grizzlies are rolling. Tigers are rolling. John, I think you put it best when you tweeted a few days ago. I don't think you can say it enough. I don't think it can be overstated. It's the best spring in Memphis sports history we've
it
ever
is.
Seen.
I know.
Western Conference Finals was fun. It would hope, finishing runner-up was fun. Anything is possible on both sides right now.
Oh, boy.
I mean, you could, on the Grizzly side, draft a friggin' 10-time All-Star, and you could conceivably win a national championship next season. Like, ladies and gentlemen.
I feel like the whole city should be in here with us.
Buckle up, because it's going to be one hell of a ride. Number one recruiting class in 2019. We're actually ending the show early. It's over. Show's over. No
I mean,
need to,
what else?
There's
what,
nothing left to say.
Man,
the book is finished.
How do you top?
Yeah. I'm going to Turks and Caicos.
This is a good
See
run.
See you in
for
October.
You, yeah.
No, we can't. I think we actually contractually have to finish the show today. Lots more to come. Trendon Watford. There was an Alabama columnist who predicted he'll be at Memphis. We'll break that down.
Interesting.
Lots more to come. On this show, Paul Biancardi is going to join us next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Mercy!
Starting Monday at 2 p.m., it's Giannotto and Jeffrey. Mark Giannotto, lead columnist from The Commercial Appeal.
I like you enough that I'm willing to get a vote 2 hours a day.
And 92.9 FM, ESPN's Jeffrey Wright.
Monday through Fridays, 2 to 4. Keep that kind of clear.
Giannotto and Jeffrey starts Monday on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Finding a quality staff for a business owner is one of the toughest tasks on your day-to-day grind. But what if I told you I could give you a company that can help that task go away and help you focus on making your business as successful as it can be? A company that's locally owned and operated for over 30 years. A company that knows how to put the right people in the right places. That company, PSC Staffing. Over 30 years in Memphis, they have great customer service. They'll get back to you on the same day. They can custom tailor a staffing solution for all of your business's needs. Whether it's light industrial, clerical, nursing, professional placement, drivers, or construction, they do it all. My friend Chris Bramlett over at PSC Staffing can absolutely help you out. So give them a call today, 901-794-6144, or visit their website, pscstaffing.com. Hey, listen, I know these guys. I trust these guys. These guys can get the job done. My friend Chris Bramlett over at PSC Staffing, 794-6144, PSC Staffing, pscstaffing.com. Help your business grow today.
Become a 92.9 FM ESPN Locker Room Club member now. Sign up on our homepage at 92.9 ESPN.com.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without eco bill and auto pay offerings. 5/21/19 restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to 8 hours.
Season tickets for the 2019 Memphis Tigers football season are on sale now and start at $100 when you buy 4 in the Family Fun Zone and $150 for end zone seats. The 6-game home schedule is highlighted with matchups against regional foe Ole Miss, plus AAC rivals Cincinnati and Navy. A season ticket includes the same great seat for all 6 home games, plus priority options to buy single game tickets, bowl tickets, and more. Be part of the incredible game day experience and get your seats today at GoTigersGo.com or call 901-678-2331. Stripe up.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the Pizza Sub Collection.
How do you want it?
I'll have the best man speech.
A toast to the perfect marriage of pizza and sub at Subway. Nobody thought it would work out. No offense. But seeing you two together proves anything is possible. You want a supreme pizza sub? Go get it. Pepperoni, why not? Triple meat, it's just right. Because at the end of the day, it's still pizza on the inside. Subway, make it what you want. Sorry, it's the red onions. Limited time only in participating restaurants.
Professional painters used to spend more time sanding some walls than painting them. But that was before Pro PPG Ultra Hide paint at the Home Depot. Ultra Hide covers existing wall imperfections fast for smooth finishes and easier touch-ups now in a lot less time. So even if your walls aren't perfect, at least your paint job can be. Pro PPG Ultra Hide paint in 5-gallon buckets starting at only $70.98. Exclusively at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
Here's Tony Romo for Skechers Slip-On Footwear.
I like to make my life easy. I got a car that can drive itself, a robot that vacuums my whole house.
Carpet has been cleaned.
And Skechers Slip-Ons. They don't have laces, so I can just slip them on and off with ease. And they take comfort to another level. They're flexible, breathable, and have Skechers air-cooled memory foam. Plus, they come in a wide variety of current styles. Skechers Slip-Ons. You'll never want to wear anything else.
Try Skechers Slip-Ons with air-cooled memory foam today. Skechers. Comfort included.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 2 voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without eco bill and auto pay offerings. 5/21/19 restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to 8 hours.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show. Presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis' sports station. 92.9 FM. ESPN.
Memphis, you have the number one recruiting class in America.
Mm-hmm. Precious Achiuwa, 5-star forward, 6'9", from Montverde Academy, makes it official today at the start of the show, as a matter of fact, which was nice of him. He is coming to Memphis. He is committing to Memphis. Do you still have that video? Do you still have that video, Bennett? Because people are tweeting me, again, because we're doing this live, people are tweeting me that there's more to it. That he says, they tell me it's worth sharing. That's what, you know, and listen, we are men of the people here.
That's what we do. Serve.
So do you have it? All right, this was Precious Achiuwa's commitment video. There's like some music in there, so just bear with it. You ain't going anywhere. Just hit it.
I want to thank all the schools that recruited me so far. It's been a great experience. With that being said, I would like to take my talent to the University of Memphis. I've decided to attend the University of Memphis because I trust Coach Penny. Coach Mike and Coach Sam, and it feels like home, and I believe they could help me prepare for the next level.
So there you go. That was Precious's commitment to the University of Memphis. And again, like we said, it is official. Evan, I guess he didn't have the updated rankings or numbers, but it is number one now officially. It's not number two.
They were listening.
And it should be number one. I mean, this is ridiculous.
This ain't even counting Rayshon Tucker in these things, though.
I mean,
that's really what pushed
exactly.
You know.
Even if you weren't already, right?
Even if you're not already, you know, you can't put Rayshon Tucker in these class calculators. He put you at one. I don't care where anybody else finishes, like we said. And Evan's got it corrected up there. They're number one right now.
Yeah. And so, listen, you got DJ Jeffries. You got James Wiseman. You got Precious Achiuwa, Lester Quinones, Boogie Ellis. I mean, this is, like we said earlier, you know, you've basically got a starting lineup in this class.
Mm-hmm.
How many teams can say that? Not many.
No.
I mean, you know who the suspects are. You know, Duke, Carolina, Kentucky, now Memphis. You have thoroughly inserted yourself back into that category. That's what they've done. I mean, what Penny and that staff have done is they have forced themselves into that company. Because you know they're not welcome. You know, Memphis is never welcomed into that group.
Mm-hmm.
They have forced themselves. They've crashed this party. To me, there's no question about it. That's exactly what they have done with the latest commitment of Precious Achiuwa. Precious Achiuwa told Paul Biancardi where he was headed this morning. Paul Biancardi, of course, handles recruiting over at ESPN, and he joins us now. Paul, what's going on, man?
Guys, got to be happy today now.
This is unprecedented, let's be honest, especially for a program like Memphis.
Well, that's why Penny Hardaway was hired. You don't remove somebody like Tubby Smith a couple years ago, unless you're going to replace him with somebody who's going to do work like this in the recruiting circles. And that's what Penny Hardaway was going to bring Memphis, and that's what he's bringing Memphis. He is so well-connected in the city of Memphis, the state of Tennessee, and nationally, so well-respected. And I think he just has a terrific staff with Mike Miller, Sam Vincent, and kids want to get to the NBA, and those guys have been there and done that, and I think that's the big attraction right now.
What does Precious bring? What does Precious bring to the table, Paul?
You have an outstanding athlete coming to Memphis, 6'9", chiseled, and he brings the speed, the strength, quickness, and the explosiveness all in a 6'9" frame. When you look at the class of 2019, a Precious Achiuwa, one of the best athletes. And then in terms of skill on the court, he's a finisher. That's what he does best. He catches it near the rim and he finishes. High-level rebounder. And his offensive game, you know, it's developing. Good straight-line driver, good open shooter. And what I love most about him, guys, and I think Penny will love it as well,
mm-hmm.
I think he's so valuable, so versatile on the defensive end. I've watched him switch onto centers and onto two guards. He can stay in front of a smaller, quicker guy for a few seconds. And he certainly can play low post defense inside. He brings a lot to the table. And when you mix him in with this talented and skilled and amazing talent coming in next year to Memphis, you can see why the hopes are going to be sky high next year.
Paul, we know Precious is super versatile and probably see some time on the wing. But I want to hear you on the tandem of him and Wiseman inside, like you said, rebounding, you know, like defensively and what they can bring. Those two inside, how are they going to be stopped?
Well, offensively, I mean, you can stop Precious Achiuwa offensively. He's not the guy. The guys you got to worry about offensively, if you're playing against Memphis next mm-hmm. year, is Wiseman, Jeffries, and Boogie Ellis, and of course, Lester Quinones. He can score. Precious isn't the scorer those guys are, but what he does is he'll feed off opportunistic plays, and I think that's the difference between maybe being a very good team and a great team. When James Wiseman takes his jump hook and misses, and there's Precious cleaning up the glass,
yeah.
You know, just they can play off each other in so many different ways, and And Boogie Ellis, I think, is going to score a lot of points. And don't forget, you guys got Tyler Harris and Alex Lomax. And so you've got offense. You've got elite athleticism. And I didn't even mention Malcolm Dandridge, who I absolutely love as an old-school power forward. You want to talk about a guy who can clean up the glass? Dandridge may be the best rebounder in this class. He's terrific when it comes to getting other people's misses and just posting up hard and deep on the block. He'll allow Wiseman to step away from the basket. You've got DJ Jeffries who can – he'll play as a big small forward or he can play small ball five. You're looking at different combinations, an amazing collection of talent coming in next year to Memphis. And not just offensively and not just athletically. Defensively, it starts with Wiseman in the back.
And that's what I was speaking of, Paul, is more towards around that rim, offensive rebounds. The two of them, what they'll do around the rim. And like you said, you throw in a Dandridge. I don't know that anybody's going to be more athletic around the rim than this Memphis team.
No, and if you go big next year, you got DJ Jeffries at the three, and he's pushing 6'8", 6'9".
Yep.
Excellent athlete, five-star player, and he scores. Like, you can't leave him alone. Precious, if he plays the four spot, and James at the five, the size, the athleticism, and the college-ready body. Those guys have college-ready bodies right now, and there's a lot of styles of play that Penny can go. He can go big. He can go small. He can put Achiuwa to protect the rim if Wiseman's out of the game, because Precious can certainly block shots and protect the rim that way. You've got a lot of options next year.
We are, of course, talking to Paul Biancardi, who handles recruiting over at ESPN. I want to touch on Boogie Ellis. You mentioned him. Obviously, he was headed to Duke for one reason or another, whether it's Trey Jones coming back. He got out of his letter of intent shortly after, headed to Memphis. What does he bring? Obviously, I think he's your starting point guard from day one. How do you see Boogie at the next level? We were talking to Jonathan Gavone from Draft Express yesterday, and he says Boogie Ellis is a guy who's firmly on their radar and could play his way into the NBA draft next year. What do you think of Boogie Ellis' game?
Well, as a college player, and you know, I leave that pro draft stuff to Jonathan Gavone, Mike Schmitz. They're experts at it. Certainly, I think Boogie has a chance to play in the NBA. But, guys, I got to tell you, Boogie Ellis is a two-guard right now. And what he does best is score. If you're going to put him on the court and try to make him make others better and think the game a little bit more from a point guard perspective, I think you take away what he does best. And that shoot a three, get to the rack, and he has a solid to above average, actually, pull-up game. He finds open pockets on the floor to pull up. If you leave him alone from three, he's going to pull it deep. And he has this craftiness about him to get to the rim. I like Boogie playing a two-guard spot. I know Boogie wants to be a point guard. I think he'll get a chance to play some point guard at Memphis. But to me, you look at an Alex Lomax, he's more of a true point guard in terms of trying to set up other people. But you got Lomax, Harris, and Boogie. I mean, you play a three-guard offense, you're dangerous. You play three bigs, you're dangerous. And the only thing that you look at this Memphis team, what it lacks is experience. So Penny and his staff have to be patient in their development.
Paul, I got to ask you, you've been covering recruiting a long time. You've been doing this a long time. You ever seen anything like this outside the Power Five? Will we ever see anything like this again outside the Power Five?
But will we? I don't know. That's speculation. I'm sure there'll be somebody someday that will be the next Penny Hardaway, maybe, in terms of recruiting. But no, outside the Power Five, this has never been done. This is it took a special person who had a special place in the game. And you know what? A lot of pro guys come back and coach the college game. Mm-hmm. But what made Penny different is he came back home. Not a lot of guys come back home. I know Chris Mullen came back home. It didn't work out. A large part of that, I believe, is your staff. You have to have the right staff. If you're coming from the pro game to the college game, you have to have the right staff around you. And Penny hired guys that, you know, will tell him not what he wants to hear, but what he needs to hear and why he needs to hear it. Penny, I've watched Penny coach, and there's no question in my mind about his coaching ability. There's never been a question about his ability to attract talent. So you put the best of both worlds together. You hire a great staff, you come home, and it gets done. A lot of guys have come from the pros down to college. They've done well. Some have done very well. Eric Musselman has done a great job. I thought Avery Johnson did a terrific job at Alabama. But in terms of recruiting success, Penny blows everybody else. out of the water in terms of non-power conference and even power conference.
Yeah.
The only program I can remember doing this, obviously, is Duke, Kentucky, and Carolina's had some stellar classes. Maybe Kansas, but that and Arizona, of course. And,
yeah.
But right on par with those guys.
No
right
doubt.
On par. Yep.
And it's hard to fathom that, you know, given where, you know, Memphis had been the last, you know, 9-10 years. So certainly nice to see. Paul, we appreciate the time as
you,
always,
sir.
Man. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Yep. He is Paul Biancardi. Handles recruiting for ESPN. Number one class. Over anywhere. Where do you want? Where do you want to go? 247 Rivals, ESPN. Number one. Numero uno.
Memphis.
I can't say it in another language. How do you say number one in French? I don't know.
Memphis.
Doesn't matter.
Memphis.
Number one Memphis. For the Tigers. There's a lot more.
Oh, I'm about to fall.
There we go. Bennett's back, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody, give it up for Bennett.
Standing ovation,
yeah,
quite frankly, from this side of the table for you, sir. This is what you get and what you deserve.
Thank you.
And listen, we have a lot. There's still a lot more to come on this show, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have to start breaking down lineups. That's the next conversation.
Yep.
So lots more to come here on this show. Stick around. We're going to talk about Trenton Watford. We're going to talk about all that. Don't go anywhere. Jason and John, 92 FM, ESPN.
It's Unicorn Cash.
Yeah!
Your chance to win $1,000 with the cash code on 92.9. Coming up at 12 noon.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay offer. $5.21.19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to 8 hours.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You gather some coworkers around your laptop to watch the funniest video ever.
So funny.
But nobody is laughing. You couldn't save yourself from the next 3 minutes of unlaughable regret. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your sense of humor has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even has a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Huh.
And has been helping people save money for over 75 years.
Ooh.
And while your little video party isn't going as expected, you could expect more savings from your local Geico agent.
You couldn't save yourself from a laughless video flop, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Choate's has been serving the Mid-South for over 60 years, and we want to say thank you to our customers. Without your referrals and repeated business, we would not be in business as long as we have been. We promise to continue to run our company with dignity and quality service that we have for all these years. Those who do not use us, we invite you to take advantage of our $60 spring AC tune-up, which includes washing out the dirt in your condenser coils, checking your refrigerant pressures, checking your electrical components, and replacing customer-provided filters. Keeping your AC system maintained can reduce your heating and cooling utility bills by as much as 30% and also help reduce unwanted breakdowns by as much as 80%. Just like maintaining your vehicle, your HVAC system needs to be serviced routinely to work at its best. Call Choate's today at 347-8086 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule your 60 $60 AC tune-up. And remember, Choate's. Let our family serve your family.
Hey, guys, time to get ready for summer. Now, if you've done your part at the gym, it's time to let University Plastic Surgery Group help you with that little extra push. It's called Cool Sculpting. You can freeze away the fat with the world's number one non-invasive fat reduction procedure. University Plastic Surgery Group can help you achieve your workout goals because they're going to target the trouble areas. It's a 45 to 60 minute procedure. You can do it on your lunch hour. Keep your edge at work and look good this summer. Call 350-4858 or visit utuniversityplasticsurgeons.com today.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 48 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer.
The hardest part of any vacation is coming back to reality, especially when you realize you left your wallet in that beachfront cabana. But hey, if you've lost your wallet, it's easy to lock your cards with Regions Lock-It before reporting them lost. And use your Regions mobile app or Regions online banking to customize your card protection. Leaving paradise is hard. Protecting your cards should be easy. Because we get it. Some things are bigger than banking. Learn more at Regions.com/Lock-It. Regions. Member FDIC, data fees may apply.
Heard on the job? Dial #529 on your cell. #law, that's all.
The Fitness Phone Line, ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Has the number one recruiting class, and I'm sure that makes you want to drop the top, except maybe you don't have a convertible. If you don't have a convertible, you should go buy one, and you should do it at Landers Auto Sales. They got all kinds of vehicles on the lot, small SUVs, large SUVs, compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans, whatever it is you need, they got them on the lot. Price is starting at just $29.90. Their finance team's going to assist you with all your needs when it comes to purchasing, service, and accessories for your vehicle. If you get down there and you have your heart set on something that they may not happen to have on the lot, don't worry. Just let them know. They're going to go find it for you. They're located on Goodman Road in South Haven, or you can visit them on the web, LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, homie, you paid too much. We're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM. ESPN. I mean, where you want to go, man? I mean, you just want to, like, you want to reflect on the fact that Memphis is going to have a top five team next season in the preseason. You want to talk about that? You want to talk about starting lineups? You want to talk about the 2020 draft? You want to talk about Trenton Watford? You just tell me. You tell me where you want to go, man. We can go.
Well, let's keep the news. Let's keep the news rolling, because we are first and foremost, we are a news show. So the idea now, John, of the guy that right now is on the outside looking in, and Trenton Watford, a guy for months we were saying his name over and over again. I think Memphians even fell in love with the kid before he was ever even committed here or anything like that. For a long time, I think Memphis Tiger basketball fans wanted and expected to get Trenton Watford. Now it tied and it changed, and we see for good reason. Memphis made it a 2-for-1. You got a player that's ranked higher than Trenton and Precious. You also got Lester Quinones. But what are things looking like for a guy who we've paid a lot of attention to when it comes to his recruitment for Trenton Watford? We know the date.
Yeah, okay.
Is that still the plan, the 20th?
Well, you know, we'll see. You know how I am about these damn dates.
Well, we'd set it up that if Memphis did miss on Precious, and we certainly didn't think that would be the case, that maybe there'd still be a chance to sort of have a fallback. I hate to, you know, Trenton is a great player. But in this instance, that's what he would have been, an option B. And you've got that there. Well, Precious is committed. You had one more scholarship, we felt like.
Mm-hmm.
Could you make something else, you know, change anything like that? But even with, you look at the way the roster is made up now, John, there's no way he's coming to Memphis, right?
All right, so.
Right? your paws says so much. You're scratching your head.
Sometimes just because...
That says so much.
Sometimes just because a crystal ball spits out something, it doesn't mean that you should necessarily say what the crystal ball says. Does that make any sense? I don't know. I was listening closely. I'm possibly still
What
drunk.
Did that mean?
I don't know.
All right, rephrase.
Okay. Let's just talk about the question, please. Let's just forget I said any of that. Is Trendon Watford still considering Memphis? Is he still possibly okay? I'm trying to word this like without saying something that I'm going to end up regretting or that's not, you know.
Well, you've done this well so far, so don't change anything now.
This is tricky because let's just talk about the reality that you've laid out.
Unlikely? Can we start there?
I would say I could give you unlikely.
Okay, well, that's a starting point then, and whatever you need to say, you can add on to that, but it's unlikely.
I think the script is finished.
Okay. That's what I was trying to see.
But could there be?
What are you talking about?
An epilogue.
What?
Could there be an epilogue to the script? I'm gonna leave the door open. Can you let me leave the door open for an epilogue? Have you not enjoyed the script?
I've loved the script, John. How many more Avengers can you get in the movie?
Well, there are quite a few Avengers. I mean, like,
there's only so many scholarships.
Well, that's
for the Avengers.
That you're right. That is a problem.
For these Avengers,
the Avengers in the movie did not have a limit on scholarships.
These got 13.
Yeah, because if they did, like, let's be honest, like. Hawkeye, we could have cut him out. Like, well, he doesn't really add that much.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then he changed his character midway through the movie.
Honestly, you feel like you're doing spoilers.
He's more like a brooding.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. But anyway, I'll say unlikely. But again, I've said this before.
You're not ruling it out.
I will not rule it out, man. I think the reality that you laid out is that it is. I don't think there's room. Personally,
it doesn't feel like there is. I'm with you, John. Like, it doesn't feel like there's room.
John Martin, don't think there's room. You, Jason Smith, don't think there's room. But if you're Memphis.
Oh, Lord.
And at this point, you have already assembled this team. And the audacity that it required to do so.
It took straight.
Why stop now?
It took crystal balls to do this.
Why stop now? If you're Memphis. Now, again.
You act like there is no risk in doing it.
Oh, I think there's a great risk.
Exactly. I know we can make a case risk. That you have all the players in the world and what bad could come of it, but you act like there's no potential risk in this. There is potential risk and continue to add to what's already the number one.
People will have to be convinced.
Oh, clearly.
People involved will have to be convinced.
People that are already involved will have to be convinced.
Correct.
Right, and do you want to do all that?
And so I'm going to still say that it's unlikely. I'm going to say that it's highly unlikely.
Okay, that takes it up another level.
Because there was a column from the Alabama columnist in Tuscaloosa, I guess. I don't know where. Who said he predicts Trendon to Memphis. Well, I can tell you, like, that's overstepping it to me. That's overstepping it. But am I going to shut the door? Am I going to say no chance Trendon ends up at Memphis? I'm not going to say no chance. Because let me lay out another scenario for you. And we've sort of touched on it. We talked about it a little bit. Rajon Tucker. Rajon Tucker is a guy who's still in the NBA draft.
I know.
He is still out. Like you hope that he ends up at Memphis. But again, what if he gets a promise from somebody that he's going to get a two-way or a G League deal? Like, there are variables with him.
I could tell about the way that Gavoni was going on and on about him with us yesterday that he's on radars. And if, you know, all it takes is impressing one, would he go for a two-way? You know, if he doesn't get drafted. I figure like all that is into play here. That's part of the dynamic.
So I think you have to keep that in mind. Because if Rajon is not part, if he's not in the fold, well then you, I think you can make it work. Then I think you can make it. I think you can make it work because I think Trendon and Precious are both versatile enough to where, again, people will have to be convinced of this.
Right.
I'm not so sure I believe it, but I think there's a case to be made, and so that's why I'm not going to say today that Trendon's not coming.
Well,
again, do I think it's likely? No. Is the door closed? No.
I imagine that staff's been telling Rajon Tucker that they expected to get Precious. But now that that's done, we were just talking about, you know, sort of what Rajon's got on his plate right now in terms of what to weigh, right? Do you go right now for even if it's a two-way where the money can be, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars.
Yep.
You get the right. Or do you wait on what's clearly now this is not an exaggeration. We could say it. A national championship contender.
No doubt.
Right? And do it with a squad that's already got two lottery guys. Maybe Boogie Ellis is one. All eyes will be on you next season when it comes to NBA scouts. You've got a chance maybe to improve your stock getting to the first round. Does Precious, the new, now it being definitive and it's done, does that change, you know, his – what we know is it sounds like a lot of it's going to depend on the workouts with him.
Yes.
Because, again,
yes,
all it takes is him just wowing one squad and saying, you know what, we got to stash that guy and got to get him. And it sounds like it's still an option. But,
and then that's a blow for the Tigers.
Oh, it's an absolute blow.
You know?
Because that's experience scoring, and it's big-time experience scoring. And then just a, you know, sort of a Christian Kessie, you hope will come in here and do something.
No, this
kid's
yeah.
a second-best graduate transfer, if not the best graduate transfer on the market.
Exactly.
He's legit, and you've got NBA scouts and experts raving about him.
Now, Bennett, I know for the last 2 days,
man,
you have been mute with nervousness
yes.
about what was going to happen with Precious. And people have noticed.
Correct.
And it's been a dry show without you.
You have not contributed to the show the last 2 days because you're just a nervous wreck.
Absolutely.
Now that this has been taken off your back.
People have been waiting to know what you think about all this.
What do you mean, what do I think?
Well, I mean.
He's speechless, y'all. Give him a second, as you can tell. You know.
Well, maybe you heard.
Sometimes when you turn that light on the blanket, he gets a little scared.
Yeah, that's right. You know. Maybe you heard that Memphis has the number one recruiting class in America.
Maybe you also heard that, you know, they've got the Grizzlies have the number two pick, but I would love, Bennett, for you to weigh in on how Hoop City's looking right now. We'd love to hear from you.
I would say going into next season that this is the best and most brightest Hoop City has ever looked.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.